The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Dan Latto speaking. Podcast 209. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of the January in the year 2019. We're coming up to the end of the first month. I hope your first month of the year is going really, really well. I hope you've hit all your targets that you've set ready for January, or certainly on the way towards hitting them and so on. And that you're actually set up ready for the next 11 months. It's a long, hard slog. It's going to be 2019. But hopefully we can have some fun along the way. So in today's podcast, podcast 209, we're flying through these podcasts right now because we're going live almost every day, certainly every weekday. The only days we take off is Saturday and Sunday. And Grant Cardone will be having a heart attack if you heard, and Gary Vee will be having a heart attack if you heard that you're taking that time off. But there we go. It's not to say that we're not working, we're just not going live. But the life's just really working well for us, and it will work well for you, but you've got to start going live. I know it's nervy at the start, but it's definitely worth doing. But in this podcast, it's not about going live, it's not about social media as such, but it's about how to find a good business coach. Because I get to speak to a lot of people, and we're looking for different types of coaching, and people want like face-to-face coaching, and while we do provide some of that, like our one-day events that we hold every month, we don't go to an office and do a face-to-face kind of coaching. We used to do that a number of years ago. And yes, you do get more out of that type of environment rather than just doing it over Skype or doing it over video like we've got here. But the cost is just prohibitive. You know, it's like people want that, and then they want the one-on-one contact, and then they don't want to pay a lot of money for it. Well, you can't have both kind of thing. So the way that which we decided to move forward to improve our business coaching model was to provide the one-day events, which is going to work really well. So let's just run through. I've got 7 points here about how to look for a good business coach. How do you choose them? Point number 8, by the way, let me just write that one down because it's really important. It's probably the most important. So point number 1, okay. Has the business coach run their own business before, or have they just read a lot of books? So I get to speak to a lot of people who are very well-read and say, let's say, property. And I'm like, so how many properties you got? I'm like, nah, I've got 2. I'm like, oh, okay, well done. You know, that's a good start. But then the coaching, the providing property coaching, we've done like 2 deals. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, if you're looking for a business coach, has the person got a track record of growing a business? So, like, with my lettings agency, we literally doubled revenues every year. For I think it was 4 years in total. We started at like 28 grand, we doubled that, we got to like 64, and that's not quite double. We literally doubled that, 128, doubled that, and then we doubled it again every single year. And then the following year, we actually ended up selling the business. So has a business coach got a track record of actually running and growing a business? Now, to clarify on that business, we actually sold it not for profitability reasons, and we sold it for a very small amount of money in relative to the revenues and the profits that we were making. But we've got rid of that business because I had a lot of an emotional connection to a relationship breakup I was going through with my ex-partner, 2 kids, child abduction, like pretty horrific stuff. So this, I had this connection with this business, which I go in and hide in, so I didn't have to go home, and my ex-partner. So I was like, I'm going to get rid of this business because this emotional, ethereal tie that I had to it was a very negative place emotionally. And I look back, and sometimes I actually look back and I think, oh, I could have made that into such a massive business. And then I look back and I'm like, I'm so glad I got rid of that business because it wasn't who I was in terms of mentally being in a positive place and that kind of thing. So it had to go. But we did it. We grew the business. We used to run a lettings agency and a furniture pack company. And we used to do, like, you know, we'd have lead times, like 4-week lead times. I mean, it was just amazing for our furniture pack company. It just really took off. So has your business coach got a track record? Or have I just, this is point number two, have I just kind of like scraping round month to month? Like, is all they've ever done is being a business coach? Because, like, anyone can read a book and quote stuff out of a book. That's really easy. Anyone can be inspirational. Like, let's be inspirational for a second. Are you ready? So, let's do it. Let's be inspirational. So, I know when you're feeling down and you just got to get up and go get it, and it feels like you're wading through treacle, but you've got to put all that to one side, and you've got to look at your future when you're lying in your deathbed and you're looking back at now, and you're looking back at now and you're going, yeah, it was difficult and we made all this money, but those times when we were wading through treacle, that's the times that really made us. So if you're going through treacle like right now and it feels like you're wading through it and it's really difficult, just remember that a better future's to come. Like, that's easy bollocks to say. Anyone can say that. Do you know what I mean? Actually building a business, actually having staff, actually having a member of staff who phones in sick every Monday morning and wondering, what the heck do we do with this guy? We don't want to break the law and just sack him. Like, we've got to have proof. But literally every Monday morning he would be ill and he wouldn't come in. And I'm like, you know, what do you do? So then you've got to go and you've got to have a solicitor involved and you bring them in and then you interview the person, you have someone with you, they're entitled to bring someone with them, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, unless you've gone through that as a business, I would challenge your business coach, your potential business coach. I would ask them, have you ever sacked anybody, first of all? Have you ever sacked anybody who really needed the job because they weren't doing the work? I certainly have, and it's one of the most unpleasant things I've ever experienced. I've always thought, you don't really know, you've not lived until you've actually sacked somebody, especially sacked somebody who really needed the job but wasn't working. It's a horrific, heartbreaking thing. And you can have so many phone calls with them and so many face-to-face sessions with them, and they're still not turning up and doing a bloody job. It's like, dude, you got kids, your whole life is ahead of you. Do the bloody work. Ooh, phoning in sick. It's horrific. So this is the reality of running a business. We've got a problem right now with one of our image creators. And the image creators on our team, they're producing images which is really subpar, okay? So they don't get through. We don't go out to clients. They stop here. It's one of the good things about the business that we've got is that we can put a stop to that and go, hang on a minute, what's going on here? And before it goes out to the client, right? So we've got a buffer in place. So we now have to have this conversation with this person to, you need to crack your ideas up a little bit and because we know how good your work is, but if you're not doing it. So has your business coach ever been through anything like that? Because if I haven't, and they're just running a business based on telling other people how to run a business without having run a business, that's not a mentor or a coach that you actually want. So the bit about scraping around for money every month, step two, is like, you know, is their income solely based on closing clients, or are they already successful in their own right? So like from my point of view, we already have an income from property. In fact, most of our income comes from property and from passive income. Passive. There's no such thing as passive income, folks. No such thing as, I love the air quotes. There's no such thing as passive. There's always something going on that you've got to get involved with. Right now, we've got to replace a floor in a terrace house. And we're doing viewings whilst, because we don't want to lose the viewings and we rent somewhere else. And we're behind schedule on it. But anyway, we've got income coming in from all that property. And even when property's empty, we've still got an income and it's fine. But we're not scraping round. If people sign up with us, that's awesome. We welcome on board. But if people go, oh, no, I'm not going to sign up with you, that's okay. My lifestyle is not affected by that. It's nice to have more people on because we can help more people. But if they don't, it's not that I don't eat that week. So step three on how to find a good business coach. Have they got an up-to-date website? Is their website looking like it was built in 2006? You know, square, all text, because we used to have dial-up. Remember dial-up? We used to have dial-up in those days. Is their website like up-to-date? It's got lots of videos. It's got lots of recent content. It's got text. It's got images. It's got video. Does it look good? Does it perform? Has it got a phone number on it? Has it got a form you can fill in? Is there a little pop-up thing with a Facebook messenger that goes, hey, my name's Dan, how can I help? That's what ours does. So, like, is their website up to date? Because if not, you've got to question, are their methods up to date? Is their strategy up to date? Is this guy even, like, able to provide good advice. Like, if a website's not up to date, it's like, what's going on? How can you be a business coach in 2019? I hear people, by the way, saying websites, oh, they're dead of websites. Oh, really? our visitors to our website's increasing constantly. And the number of amount of traffic that we're driving back to our website, we did it on the podcast yesterday, 20% of all our traffic comes from social media. 80% of that is Facebook, and 15% of that is YouTube, from all our YouTube content that we've got going out. So have they got an up-to-date website with fresh content? Number four, are they already successful? Or have they come from a failed business and then thought, oh, I'll just coach? Because there's that old saying, and I'm not over keen on the saying. The saying is, those that can do, those that can teach. Like, we do both, okay? So we're doing for our social media digital marketing agency, and we're teaching as well through the business coaching. I love having both of those funnels in place because each one helps each other, if you see what I mean. It means that the person ends up with more success. Is their website relevant? Is their content? This is point number five. Is their website relevant? Is their content relevant? Are they relevant? Are they on iTunes providing relevant information, like how to rank a YouTube video or how to hire people, how to fire people? Is their content relevant? And if it's not relevant, then you've got to wonder what sort of strategies can they help me with? Hold on while I just grab a quick coffee. Okay, number six then. What's their social media content like? Like, I see people who are digital marketers, there with the air quotes again, digital marketers, and I go on and I look at their content, and I'm like, where's your content? Where's your images? Where's your videos? Where's your podcasts? Where's your long-form copy? You haven't got any. How can you be a digital marketing agency without any long-form copy, without any videos, without any images? And I must admit, actually, we struggle on the long-form copy because I'm just so busy taking on new staff. That's because the businesses are growing. But their social media content, it's got to be up and it's got to be constant and it's got to be going out. And if you've not got content going out, why would you use them as a business coach? Doesn't make sense to me. Number seven is really important. Number seven is, have you got access to them? So do you remember right at the start of the video and I was saying about providing one-on-one coaching, people want one-on-one, and it's, you can do it, but it's very expensive to provide that service. It's much easier just to go live on Skype or on Facebook or on a Facebook Messenger call and do coaching that way, using video, using a whiteboard and so on. It's a lot easier and it's a lot cheaper to do it that way, and you can get one-on-one, but you've got to pay a lot of money for it. But then the other way of doing that is the way in which we do it, which is holding the one-day events every single month. So, like, for example, the next War Room is in 3 days. Is it just 3 days? It's on Saturday, 27th, 4 days. So the War Room event is in Leeds. We've got one in London. Then we're back to Leeds and London. We're just going to mix between the two to begin with and then probably spread them out. But those War Room events gives people a chance to come to a live event and actually see you face-to-face. Okay, it's a good incentive to lose the weight as well, because you want to look good in front of people. But getting those live events where people could actually go stick their hand up and go, Dan, can I ask you a question about this? You said this, can you expand on that and go into more detail and answer this specific question? Then that makes a massive difference as well. So, you know, I've seen people, like I've seen someone who trains public speaking, and you can't get to speak to him, and when you speak to him he's just a bit off, and it's like, that's weird. And then he walks around with bodyguards as well. So you can't even speak to him there. And it's just a bit weird. And then you have, you know, obviously you have like Tony Robbins, for example. And he does that, you know, he walks around with all his bodyguards just a split second away from jumping in. And it's like, you've got no access to them. You want a business coach or a mentor where you can, not necessarily, by the way, just pick up the phone randomly 10 o'clock at night and get a hotline to them. Because I definitely don't work like that. And no business coach should. Because a business coach should be putting boundaries around when they're available, but they should be making themselves available. Does that make sense? So one of my clients goes, Dan, I need to speak to you about, I've got this problem. Great, booking a call. Let's have a chat tomorrow, tonight, next week. When's good for you? So you've got to have a business coach who's accessible, not every 2 weeks on a Wednesday and the problem that occurred on, 2 weeks ago, Thursday, that, well, you can't discuss that because that problem's already resolved itself. You know, you've got to have access to a business coach. And then the last one, like you get through all these seven, the last one and is the most important one is price. So is it too expensive? Like, and how much is expensive, by the way? Expensive is very relative. So you might pay, and by the way, I've done this, I paid $5,000 for 2 days. I've paid £5,000 for 2 days, just to put that down so you know that that's the level that I treat my business at, okay? Is that worth that? Now, it either is or it isn't. So it is if, why is it? So it's worth it if I take that knowledge and I implement it in my business, and I might 10x the return, I might end up making $50,000 off that. And it's not if I spend that $5,000 and I come away and don't do anything with it. So everything's expensive if that's what you're going to be doing. So what you do with the knowledge and what you do with the coaching is really down to you. That's where you're going to get a return on investment. You might have a coach for $5,000 a session or a coach for £200 a session. The return on that is where you're going to get your value, not the price, if that makes sense. So, like, our pricing is really cheap. Starts at £175 a month. You can't get cheaper than that. And if you are getting cheaper than that, you've got to question the ability of the coaching. And I must admit, £175, I'm like, it's too cheap. But we want to bring people on. We want to get people through this process of growing their business. And then we can take on their social media stuff. So the price has to be like a balance between being just the right price, not being too expensive and not being too cheap. And I think right now we've probably got the right level there. But have you got a business coach? Have you got a business mentor? I'd love to know more about what they charge, what they do. So if you have, then just come and hit me up and let me know. That would be very interesting. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you on Friday. Will we be on Friday? Maybe Monday, because we are flying to the UK. I'll put some messages out on social media so you know where I am. But I've got a feeling our next podcast, it might be Friday but late, and it might be Thursday but late, but we'll probably do one. I'll be in hotel rooms and things. But other than that, have a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Let me close off YouTube first. Speak to you soon, YouTubers. Let's close that one off. There we go. Click end. And thank you on Facebook. We'll catch up with you in the next one as well. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.